We in the media a lot tend to be reactive to crisis. But what we've tried to do on this show, much like what Fox tries to do, is just to get to the core of stories before it becomes a crisis. So when it happens, you'll be more informed about it. By having Patrick Heller, who is the owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles, on the program like we do. For more than a year, Patrick has been telling us that we are in for peril for tough economic times here in the U.S. because the price, the value of the dollar is going down because of the debt that we have incurred, because of so many other situations dealing with our money. We've been talking about it a lot, and as Patrick mentioned, Barron's and other media entities are starting to pick up on that. And I was just telling Patrick, I think because of all the crisis now that we see, Patrick, but you've been talking about this, not to be the guy crying wolf, but the data has been there. We've had a lot of time in retrospect to react to this, and it seems like we're waiting to the last minute before we even acknowledge it.
Well, good morning, Tony.
Well, good morning.
That tends to be the case. The general media tends to report the headlines and not digging in the statistics below that. So at 8:30 when the jobs and unemployment report comes out today, you need to look at three factors. One is what were the prior month revisions so that you see a shifting base. And in the last few months, they've gone back and reduced the employment levels for prior months. Second thing to look at is a birth-death model. In effect, the Bureau of Labor or Department of Labor double counts the creation of new jobs and then once a year makes a retroactive adjustment to wipe them out. So you just go onto the Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics website and do a search for birth-death. I think last year, month they added 131,000 fictitious jobs, for instance, and back that off from whatever you see reported in the headline. And then you also have the growth of the population, which I was happy to see that Fox News mentioned in their report this morning. Just to keep the unemployment rate the same, my understanding is you need to add about 115,000 jobs a month because of the growing U.S. population. And if the jobs growth is less than that, the unemployment rate can actually increase.
Well, what will be interesting, I'll ask you about gold and silver prices next question. But before that, as I'm at home with my wife watching MSNBC, Fox News, bebopping around, seeing, getting the take on what's happening, what were you thinking when you saw that the stock market lost more than 500 points, when you saw that the price of a barrel of crude went down under 88 bucks, and when the price of gold and silver declined?
Really wasn't a surprise to me to have the stock market decline. You have the value of the U.S. dollar having fallen by more than 20% in value since the 2010 November elections against the price of gold. And even the Dow Jones average itself since then is about even. So you definitely have not had good news saying there's reasons for the stock market to go up. Some people say, well, corporate profits are going up. Well, yeah, Bank of America booked a $20 billion loss last quarter. I wouldn't call that profits going up, although I haven't looked at the total picture yet. On the other hand, after 12 o'clock, there was a sudden fall off in gold and silver prices yesterday. The stated reason for that is the stock market had fallen so much that people were getting margin calls on their leveraged stock and bond investments and had to sell other assets in order to cover the margin calls. I'm sure there's some amount of truth in that, but the timing of the decline in gold and silver prices is a standard time of day when the U.S. government's trading partners actually try to suppress gold and silver prices. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was some of that going on yesterday as well.
All right. So as we speak, where's the price for an ounce of gold and an ounce of silver?
A few minutes ago, I saw gold at $1,665. If it closes that today, that's, again, an all-time record high price. although it is not as high as it got during the day trading yesterday. It's pretty close. The price of silver is a little bit over $39. That yesterday morning got up over $42 and then dropped almost 10% at the peak from the high. And at the end of April, the price of silver got to almost $50. I do expect that to recover a lot going in the coming months. But gold is the financial metal. So when you hear about problems in Spain, Italy, Greece, and the United States, that's where people are going to go for a safe haven is gold more than silver.
I read this morning that gold could shoot up over $1,700 for an ounce soon.
At the beginning of the year, my prediction for the year was gold would close at least $1,850. But that's not the main reason that you want to own gold, is because it might go up another 10% between now and the end of the year. You want to own gold and silver to protect against the value of the U.S. dollar falling.
As we go to break here, I got one more question for you. It still bothers me that there is more paper out there for people who say that they own gold than there is the physical gold. What happens if all this gets called in?
The trading markets for paper contracts and gold and silver would collapse because there just isn't the physical metal to cover them. You would then see the physical metal prices just go nuts.
Well, what that leads me to believe then is that what you've been telling us for more than a year, when you buy gold, make sure you get the physical.
That's what I recommend to people. Don't buy a paper contract. Take physical delivery or have it stored in accounts under your own name, not the name of whoever you purchased it from.
All right, Pat Heller, he's our expert when it comes to the dollar as well as precious metals.